Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as
fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as
you goddamn son of a bitch,
while ranting on about subjects like
angel dust, switchblades,
politics,
and
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, we cannot who was Sean Kennedy?
Or make our peace.
Well, Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedom.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all.
You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, I'm back once again. It's the inevitable, and we are feeling a lot better this week. I've still got some phlegm in my lungs from last week's horrible fucking show.
Still hear some coughing.
Yeah,
I'll
still be like, but all I cough into the mic, and therefore blowing large, glowing green chunks of shit all over the little wire mesh. Yes, it is I, Sean Kennedy, feeling much better than I felt last week, as you can probably tell already, since I'm not going, and I am doing my Stephen Wright impersonation. So, this is the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 51. 51. You may think that next year is a one-year anniversary, as I did, but Sim sorted me out, because he's really
That's right. I didn't
that.
Want to make let you make a fool of yourself.
That's right,
year.
Yes, because it's actually 53 is the one-year anniversary,
That's
not
right.
52. But this is not 53 or 52. This is episode number 51, and tonight's topic is the Gestapo states and alien invaders. Yes, it's true. We got an intro sent in there, that wonderful little preemptive warning. I like that a lot. Who did that?
That was pretty cool. It was done by Mick. Mick J.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Yes,
Mick J.
Thanks.
I was actually bombing back and forth with him in the IRC there before
yes.
we.
He's in the house tonight.
He's in the house. He heard that. He's like, oh, they're going to play my thing. Thank you so much for playing my
everybody
thing.
Everybody listen.
Everybody's listening. And I'm like, wow, thanks for making it. No wonder we're going to play it. If you play it, send it in, we'll play. If you make it, send it in, we'll play it. I mean,
that's
not really.
Fucking horrible.
Even then, we still play it because we've played some pretty horrible fucking shit
yes,
on this
we
show.
Have, yeah.
You are free to distribute the show any way you see fit. You can copy it. You can splice it. You can put it into sound mixes. You can make us a new show intro for the one-year mark. But I really don't want to lose the one-year show intro that we got right
Sean
now.
Sean really likes it.
I really like that music. I'd like to know what the name of the music was that was all like guns and stuff like that. Like,
I think he made it himself, but I don't know.
I don't think he made that himself. No, I don't think so. But whatever it was, I mean, it's really, really cool. If we do another, if you got an idea for a show intro, like the music and all that sort of stuff, make it as militant as you possibly can. And the theme
we
for
like
the new show intro, you can have it something like, you know, we're against any kind of alien invaders, outworld, you know, UFOs, cryptozoology, we know the truth, you know, all that kind of stuff. Kind of like X-Files with nuts, you know? Think of like Agent Mulder with a flamethrower and a head full of BZ compound, and that's pretty much how we're going with this, all right? That's how, the sort of the theme for the next show intro. So if you got an idea for a show intro, please make it. Make it as hardcore militant as you like, because come on, we're not governed by anybody yet.
Yet.
So we may as well fucking
do what we can.
Smoke them if you got them. Art in the RC, the people who showed up for the show tonight, we got very few people. Although it was 70. Went from 50 to 70.
They come in at the end.
They come in and they're like, whoa,
Sean John. Oh, my God.
What do we got? We got Smokehouse, my main brother, the King Cripple. Yes, the man with the rubber. Snake, Xandad, Pyro, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alanon, Zero, Alpha 736, Salter Boy, Angelica Firestorm, Angry Monkey, APOC, Barcode, Breaker 1, Cabot Case Clonade. Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Don't even get me started yet. Copper Top, Dacid, Delamorta, Delusion, Digitalia, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Incognito, K16, Kexler, Flintium, Mick J, my main brother, Mind Pirate, Mind Trip, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, good to see you, buddy.
Mr. Echo.
Neuralize, Persistent Object, good fucking name, Prophet Doodle, Punk of Evil, Samson, Sapphire. Oh, Sapphire. Rose isn't here tonight. Bummer. Sapphire, Shade, Sir Dork, Sulfonate, Star Baby, Stats, Sifiol, Slifiol, Tantrix, The Bug, T-Knight, Transistor, T-Knight, my main brother. Thank you. Thanks again for that comment, guy. You fucking own. Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell, gone. Oh, shit, everybody just moved on me here. I hate it when they do that. Terrell, gone. Up, Vehemenity, Whopper, Yerky, Zootroy, Soul Trance, D-Day Species, GH Embryo Dead, aw, Intricate, LMZ, which probably time is Zombies, yes. Soma, McFreitas, Vita, good name, Vita, where the fuck is that from?
Vita.
Vita is a, shit, Vita, that's from a book, it's like the essence, the Vita.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where the fuck that's from. Anyway.
It's nice when they make up names like that. Yeah,
I'm king of the reference there. I love that kind of reference shit. So very, very, very slick. Very, very, very slick. If you want to get into the RC and have your name read out at the beginning of the show, how do you do that, Sim?
You can go to the webpage and click on, let me just figure this out. Community. I forgot for a second.
Yeah.
Click on community, www.rantradio.com. Click on community and click on chat. /IRC, or you can get a real client and download
like apps. Mercy,
like Mercy,
MIRC.com, and that's the only place you'll find any Mercy in the IRC is on the fucking title.
And go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
And then you can join, and there's people there all the time, every time.
Yeah,
and,
always somebody to talk to. If you're feeling lonely, tired, cold.
Lonely, cold, and afraid, and if the WOGs are after you, yes, go there. Because don't bother to run from WOGs, you'll only die tired. WOGs, we of Gaia. Yes, it's true. I am all about saying fuck you to the aliens. Everyone's all like, no, the Greys are friendly. The Greys are friendly. No, they're not friendly.
They're here to bring peace, Sean.
Fuck that. You can keep your peace and shove it up your ass. I want a piece. I want a piece of that Star Cruiser. We are going to spread through the universe like a giant fucking plague and take over all the plans we can muster. Fuck you. I'm not sharing shit. The whole world is made. The whole universe is made up of combat. You don't believe it? Go check out how the sun is made. Go check out black holes. The natural order of things is conflict. Fuck that. If we do not allow ourselves... Like, the only reason why the Greys haven't landed here is because they don't want to get into a land war with us. It's the only reason. Think about it. Think about a Grey. What's he look like? Well, Sim. So what's Sim look like? About, 5'7".
I'm 6 feet tall, thanks.
You're not 6 feet tall.
Shut up.
Are you?
I am, yes.
Okay, I'm 8 feet tall.
I'm 6 feet
tall. Okay, Sim's 6 feet tall, whatever. But, you know, they can't bench press that much. I mean, they're pretty stick-like. I mean, you know, look at Greys. They're pretty stick-like. All right, generally. Not saying you're stick-like, mind you, but, you know.
No, not at all.
Greys are stick-like. All right, yes. They're very, very thin. They haven't got... So, generally, you're not going to have...
the comparison.
Well, it's true. You're not going to get Goldberg going up against the Grey and getting his ass kicked, okay? It's just not going to happen. We of the human race have steroids, so fuck you. And you know for a fact that if it actually came down to it, I'd be on roids in about 12 fucking seconds, man. Seriously. If it came right down to the wire and it was like alien invasion, I'm like, oh, alien invasion.
Time to pump up.
Yep. Pardon me. Well, I just go, my nuts are going to turn into raisins and I'll fucking fly off the handle every time I stub my toe, but I'll be fucking huge. Pardon me while I buy me a Zweihander and fuck up some Greys. Because I do not believe that aliens are here for peace. Fuck that. There's a lot of things on Earth that aliens might want. Like the whole planet. Okay, so generally...
They want our fluids.
They want our essential bodily fluids, so fuck that. Me and William S. Burroughs with a violin case and a fucking vacuum cleaner full of PCP spraying crowds and getting them all whipped up into a giant Jesus Paste raise. You betcha. Human rights for humans. That's what I say. If you'd like to get in touch with us down here, you can get us at info@rantradio.com. And if you'd like to send me an email with all sorts of wonderful diagrams with pro-human things on it...
Yes, please. If you're going to send links, send them to the man
at rantradio.com. Tim is so easily annoyed. You know, he's so easily annoyed. If you have a link for me, send it to the man @rantradio.com because he doesn't want to read my mail. He hates it.
It's so boring.
He hates it. It's funny. You know, I watched that Lord of the Rings Twin Towers.
Yes.
Gollum there, Smeagol.
Yeah.
That's like the entire IRC.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much it. Did I go with that last week?
Yes, we did.
Did I do that?
I can't remind Sean what we did last week.
Yeah, I was so high last week on, like, I was on fucking NyQuil and Sudafed. It was just so bad. Did I tell you about the red pill and green blue pill I was taking? I stopped taking those, and I'm okay now.
You don't have to take those.
It was so, well, today
I slept.
Black
man in the sunglasses.
This was fucked up. I don't understand. Like, normally you can only sleep so long.
Yeah, your body wakes up. It's like, you can't sleep anymore.
Sorry, no more sleep for you. Right? which would be cool, because, like, you know, when I was in the Army, I hated my life so much, I'd get off work at the Army, take some Blue NyQuil, and sleep for, like, 14 hours and get up the next morning.
Makes your life go faster.
Yeah, it makes your life go faster. I slept, because I'm like, wow, I could, like, technically, I'm only awake for one-third of the day, so I could do 3 years of service in 1 year.
I'd probably do that, too.
No, it's bad, because you get habit forming after 2 weeks. You have to take, like, 5 pills of that NyQuil shit in order to sleep. Not cool. So, but anyway, last night I went to bed and I slept.
Yeah.
I went to bed at like 11 o'clock. I finished this book by, I think his name was Mike Fowler, a book called Rune. I finished that and then I crashed out, snore.
Yeah.
Woke up this morning, 5 o'clock, had to go drop a shitload of computers off to some guy at a fucking steel fabrication plant. Here's your fucking computers. And then went back home, slept.
Yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Whoa, nice.
Wham! I'm like, woke up and I could have kept sleeping. I'm like... I'm like fucking Charles Dexter Ward over here.
You're sounding a lot better, so whatever you've been doing, it's been doing good.
Well, I had a big Starbucks before I came in here, too. A nice big Starbucks coffee, because you know they pressure treat their coffee. I'd like to blow up fucking Starbucks, I would, but I'm addicted to them now.
And where would you get your coffee from, then?
Well, I'm addicted to things I hate. You know, it's really bad.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Who else would you pay $5 for a cup of coffee?
No, this was $2.45, I'll have you know. This was just a regular coffee.
Okay.
I try to stay away from the evils of the mochas.
Down to, like
that.
5 or 6 syllables, rather than the 15 syllables.
Yeah, I'd like the decaf, non-fat, latte, ubble mochana, americano, you know, americanized, guar cup. Yeah, fuck you. In feedback this week, we got some feedback. Migration from Canada. Remember last week we were talking about how to migrate to Canada? Well, my main brother Woody went and found me a wonderful link that says how to migrate to Canada. And if I was an American, I'd be thinking about it too, because it's getting kind of scary.
It is.
Now, a lot of people were on me ever since I ran the 2727378 Telus payphone thing from the SKT FM TV. If you walk up to a Telus payphone,
Episode 2, I think.
Yeah, without lifting the receiver, go 2727378, and then it tells you to enter another code. And if you enter another code, you can get some stuff. Now, if you go 666666 star, you can turn the phone off.
But not much good.
Not much good. But I got this email here. Hey, Sean, how are you? I'm okay. I was a little bored and I was on my way home. And what did I see? A payphone! And here's what I got for you. 2727378, and then it tells you to enter another code, as you know. You enter 22223 star, and it tells you to add in an op password or something like that. It's a 3-digit code, which I'm working on figuring out. I'll find anything else, I will tell you. And if you could give me a hint where to find something like that on the net, it would be great. Other than that, I hope your Xmas was good, and I hope you have a happy new year. Say hello to the wife, and I hope she has a good Xmas and everything also. See ya, root word.
Try Hack Canada.
Hack Canada's tight. Hack Canada has all that kind of shit. So if we can figure out how to get the Telus payphones to give us free phone calls, fuck yeah, we'll put that on the show. Thank you very much. Very, very true. Christmas! Christmas!
Christmas.
Yes, Christmas! Christmas, Christmas, Christmas! I'm going to keep saying Christmas forever. It's Christmas, Christ's birthday, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Why? Because it's become a four-letter word.
Because he was a damn good magician.
Jesus was another four-letter word. No, because they're not allowed to say Christmas anymore. I think that's bunk.
That's right. No Christmas trees.
No Christmas trees.
Holidays. No Merry Christmas.
Can't say Merry Christmas in school. How fucked is that?
Happy holidays.
No, screw that. Screw that.
Christmas.
All hail our Lord and Savior Jesus.
I mean, whatever pisses off the most people,
like, if you don't like,
to do, I think.
If you're not a Christian, okay, and you celebrate Christmas, it's called fucking Christmas anyway. You don't just change it because you don't like it.
No.
Like, if you don't like it, don't celebrate it.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, okay, if you're a Christian, you get the holiday. If you're a Muslim, you don't get the fucking holiday because you don't celebrate Christmas.
Back to work for you.
Oh, look at that. They're all calling it Christmas again. What a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, it's kind of an integral part of, you know, the culture of this country and North America. So fuck you.
And if you're not Christian.
You don't say, well, let's celebrate Ramadan. Fuck off.
Respect other religions. Just say it's Christmas because it is for
some
people.
It is fucking Christmas.
Right?
Yeah. If I knew when Ramadan was, I'd be like, happy Ramadan. You know, Ramadan.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy. You know, rap-a-down, ding-dong, you know, Chaka Khan. You know, whatever the fuck it is you people celebrate.
Happy Atheist Day.
You know, happy, you know, go wrap your woman up in a blanket and hit her with a stick. I don't know what the fuck you people do, but, you know, whatever. Just go do it, you know. But don't be fucking jacking on me because I want to set up my Christmas tree. Fuck that. That's bunk. Not liking that at all. That really makes me fucking mad.
I know. 2PC. It's gone.
What'd you get for Christmas?
Crazy. Slippers. New slippers.
New slippers. Yes.
Mine were getting worn through, and these are non-fuzzy slippers.
I don't like them.
My parents actually bought me 2 sizes. And these are the wrong size, so I have to go back and go to my parents' house and get the right size.
Oh, I see.
Because they didn't know. And I put on the other ones, and they're too tight, but these are too big. So I think the tight ones are better than the bigger ones.
Really?
Yeah. And I bought myself an amp, a new
That's your Christmas present?
Yeah, for myself.
See, that's the one thing about being an atheist, man. You don't get no Christmas presents.
Yeah, it sucks a lot. It
sucks for you. What did I get?
A teapot.
Did you get a teapot?
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, boy, what a faggot gift that is. Have a teapot. What the fuck is this? Does it look like Darth Vader or something?
It looks like a teapot.
Wow, that's short and stout.
Yeah.
That's great.
Here's the handle.
Have a teapot. That's one of those gifts, like, if somebody would actually give me a teapot, I'd be like, thanks.
She was worried about weathering it.
Oh, it's a woman gift.
A little too
feminine. Well,
no, I needed a teapot.
No, nobody tells us it was a woman gift. If it's
a woman
gift. If it's a woman gift, that's fine. I'd be like one of the boys.
No, you know? My best buddy gave me a teapot.
Like, Templar Knight sent me a teapot. I'd be like,
TK.
What happens if I soak this in gasoline? Does it break down into cocaine or something? What happens here? You know, there's got
to
be something going on here. You know, fuck that. No, I mean, teapots are cool, I guess, you know. I got a cool teapot from my mother-in-law.
Yes.
Not for Christmas, but it was like a handmade ceramic one. I think handmade shit's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
because
stuff
they put a lot
make.
Of effort into it.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of handmade.
Yeah?
Did I ever get a dope, tight, super, uber tight fucking Christmas present this year?
Sweet.
Oh, my God. Yeah, for my brother-in-law, who's, I think his online name is Steel Monkey, I'm not sure.
Really?
Excuse me while I cough in the mic. Did that hurt?
No, you've coughed away from the mic, which is very nice.
Like that?
Yeah, that's good. That's
okay,
good. Keep it up.
We'll just
keep that
going. yeah, no, he's fucking tight. This guy, okay, how dope is this? Everybody in the RC is going to be like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
The guy works at this place where they grind metal, and this guy's really fucking cool. He's one of these kind of guys who's super quiet, and he'll look at shit and, like, take, like, an engine block and look at it for, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And then it'll go outside and make the engine block into, like, this weird water fountain. And it'll look amazing. You'll be like, that, I never would have thought
that's
of that.
That's actually pretty cool for an engine block.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
the kind of, yeah, that's the kind of thing he'd do, right? Like,
yeah.
He hasn't done that, but that's... So what he did was, he works at this place where he works with metal and he grinds down, you know, parts for fireplaces and shit like that. And in my fucked up in-law family, what they do is they draw a name out of a hat, which I think is really queer.
Secret Santa.
You know, well, kind of, because that way you don't have to buy presents for everyone, which is true. You don't
that's
have to
right.
buy presents for
when
everyone.
When you have a big enough family,
you know,
it gets a little expensive.
That's right.
And
you know, and all the Mennonites get together, and you got to fucking, you know, buy somebody a present, right? Which
that's
I,
right.
I mean, I can't really say it's gay. So, I mean, it's all right.
It works.
You know, it was okay.
You don't get as many presents, but...
But...
You get a pretty good
But this guy, he goes, and I guess he got mine in. And he didn't know what to get me, right? Because I'm always like, I go pretty, because they always say, yeah, there's a $20 limit. And I'm like, fuck you, there's a $20 limit. If I'm only buying for one poor motherfucker, you know, it's Christmas.
That's right.
Come on.
You can
know?
Do better than 20.
You're goddamn right. You know, at least get him something he wants or something, you know. And I've actually gotten a buddy here, Steel Monkey, like, I got him a really nice knife for his birthday and shit like that. Like, I'll spend a few extra bucks.
Because,
you know, he's going to be a dad and he's got a lot of extra cash to buy the toys. Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah, he's going to be a dad. I don't think so. Why?
Not very cool.
Not
I don't
cool.
Know.
Why? There's lots of
if
fucking children.
If they want to be.
Yeah, turn to that. You know, you want.
Somebody's got to push them out.
If you want to breed, that's fine. That's not something
not
I'm choosing.
For me, but.
So when are you and Adrian having kids, Sean?
Fuck up!
I don't talk about that kind of shit in public. Why don't you fuck off? Yeah, it makes me crazy.
It's like saying, how many times a week do you fuck, Sean?
Yeah, really?
It's like, never mind.
Yeah, I haven't had sex with my wife. Thank you. You know,
what is that? I'm getting nervous.
get away from me.
You sick fuck!
You breeders! Fuck off! No, but seriously, so the guy goes, and he takes raw steel. He started with, like, a quarter-inch piece of steel, and he made me a throwing knife and a shuriken, like a ninja star. That's not all. After he, like, and it wasn't there wasn't like a 4-point. It's like one of those multi-point, kind of like it was an 8-point ninja star. So he's like drilled it and ground it all by hand.
Yeah.
And then he stamped an SKTFM on the throwing star and on the fucking throwing knife. And then he gold plated the whole works in 24 karat gold and put it in the shadow box so it's on display and everything. And I unwrap this fucking thing, and it's amazing.
You're like,
I'm like, wow, that's like the coolest shit I've ever gotten from somebody. That's really fucking tight.
So are these like honed down? So
yeah, they're
sharp
fucking, they're
like,
fully functional.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've got them like above my bed, so it says in case of emergency, break glass. So I'll fucking
reach,
you know,
above your head.
That way, when the
stab some aliens,
when all the aliens get back to their mothership, they're like, ah, what humans did we try to take? Look, fuck. There is his initials on this blade. Ah, curses it to him. You know, that's pretty much it. You
took
know.
Down 50 of us, but we got the blade.
And since it's gold, I'll be able to take out Cybermen with it, too. Fucking Cybermen. So, other feedback I got this week, one from Drew Akara. who included the pronunciation with his online name.
Which
and boy, don't I like that when they do that.
That's helpful for Sean. Please do it.
Please do it, because after all, I'm kind of dumb. Sean, I've been listening to the Archive shows. Just recently learned the SKTMM show through Ronan Kaisal of Cult Black Milk. Okay, we're not going to get onto a tirade about cold black milk here, none of that. I don't have a problem with black milk, whatever. And while listening, I had a brilliant idea, if I do say so myself, that you, in your demigod style, interview Art Bell. Wacky idea, huh? Enjoy my delightful idea and have fun with it. I hope you're not thinking me too stupid / crazy. My signature is right about here, Drew Akara. Okay, got it. Thank you very much. I don't think that Art Bell would talk to me, because I'm a little person, and he's Art Bell.
Yeah.
So, but I am interested in getting interviews with weird crackpot people like Time Cube Guy.
Who are desperate for getting airtime.
Yeah, like, we'll get it. I'll interview all the motherfuckers who don't want, who Art Bell's like, no, you're too crazy for me. I'll interview those guys, and if they're violent or they're causing problems in the world, I'll rip their face off on the air for your viewing pleasure. Yes, the gladiatorial arena. So that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, we like them.
So, yeah, pretty much. Did you get any feedback this week, Sim?
No. Nobody sends
feedback. Why do I bother even saying anything to you about it?
What? January 3rd?
January 3rd.
2003 is the four-year anniversary
of
Rant Radio.
Oh, my God. 4 years. Four years!
So, as I've told before, a whole bunch of the old people... Older people?
Oh,
the alumni, that's the word I'm looking for.
The alumni.
The old people.
The
old ones.
The Lumen alumni.
The alumni are coming back here January 3rd. That's this Friday, so we can go as late as the IRC is willing to stand us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're going to take, you know, questions from the IRC. We're going to catch up with all the people who used to be on the What the Hell show and stuff.
Oh, so there's people coming down to the show here.
Coming down Friday.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Around 8 o'clock. Don't know yet. I'll post it on the webpage.
Oh, okay. So this is like a special show.
Special show. Four-year anniversary show.
Oh, okay.
Four-year Rant Radio anniversary show.
Yeah, that'd be
fucking
cool. It's a Friday, though, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's tough?
Yeah, I work Friday nights. When do we start?
8. Is that tough?
Yeah, I work from 6 till 2 in the morning. And that's Don't Friday, we'll January 3rd.
Phone in.
Yeah.
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 That'll be cool.
Because it'd be gay if there was a four-year anniversary and I wasn't here.
Yeah, you've been a small part.
Oh, you prick.
But you've been a part.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's true. I've done a couple things here and there. Yeah, but I mean, everybody hears me anyway. You know what I mean?
It'd be cool just to get all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it'd be cool
but
to get some of the old school
in.
Guys.
You have to phone in. If you don't phone in, we'll phone you. Because
you better fuck.
You better fucking phone it.
Yeah, no, I will. I will.
Cool.
For sure. Okay, yeah, no.
I'm still rounding up people.
Maybe I can see about getting that day off. We'll see.
Don't go nuts, because working is important.
Yeah,
money's good. Right?
Actually, this month has been pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've had some good computer sales this month,
that's
so I'm not really dying.
Well, if you can, great.
Stay current with automatic updates.
Don't do it.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
I just reinstalled this. I got XP off of it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What'd you put on instead? Went to
2000.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I was sick of XP.
Really?
I just put it on for an experimental. It was my extra computer. I never use it.
Yeah,
but it was pissing me off.
I think it's gay.
Yeah.
I think it's gay. I don't really enjoy it.
No.
You know.
No.
Incidentally, just so people know, a lot of people are like, wow, he uses gay a lot. He must be homophobic. No, I'm not homophobic. I am not homophobic. Okay? I do not believe gay is a negative...
He loves men.
Actually, I believe the term gay as not as in you, you know, have bum sex, therefore you're evil.
Yeah.
That is not my definition of gay. My definition of gay is that living Peter Pan guy, people who run around in pixie dresses and go... Okay, whether or not you have bum sex, it doesn't matter. That's gay.
That's pretty gay.
That's all the gay shit that people, like, talk about. It doesn't matter if... You can be completely gay and not queer. I'm taking the negative connotation of gay away from homosexual people. Homosexuality is a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Gay is a negative term. Therefore, I am the first to separate gay as a negative term...
Go, Sean.
...from homosexuality.
Preach on, brother.
There you go. That's what it is. And if you don't like
Reclaim
it...
Reclaim the word back.
And if you don't like it, you can suck on my ass after I have bum sex. Okay, but anyway, so, yeah, that's pretty much it. What else did you got? What else did I get for Christmas?
For Christmas?
For Christmas.
What'd you do?
Are we
going to
tell people about Peter?
Oh, I don't know when that's going to happen, but we can say it.
Yeah, apparently we've got
another interview.
Another fucking interview with a freelance
newspaper
writer.
Guy.
A newspaper freelance guy.
They love interviewing us for some reason.
Don't know why, but, you know. And
he just wants to.
And we want to get him in the studio and actually have him.
He wants to come in the studio.
Yeah.
He does.
And
so
it'll be an in-studio interview.
We're
so going to
try
like,
and get him on the air and say, like, why do you want to interview us? Like, interview him.
And yeah, and we'll get
us.
Back and forth. And we'll say, well, that way we'll be able to, like, really attack him with, what do you think of the electronic Pearl Harbor? What do you think of that idea? Electronic Pearl Harbor? Electronic Pearl Necklace? How about that? Fuck off. I just, oh my God, these people make me fucking insane. But
so we'll
the thing
see
is,
what
the guy's pretty cool,
Peter.
Though. What's that?
See what we can do to Peter.
Yeah, we'll throw we'll
throw
fucking,
the lions.
We'll dip Peter in fucking in spam and throw him into the RC. And let all the fucking mercies have him. The mercenaries.
The mercenaries.
The mercenary logs. We'll get so.
And the sticker contest. Stickers are coming. He doesn't know.
The stickers are coming. The stickers are coming.
He doesn't know if he's going to be able to get them here for the. For the four-year anniversary.
Oh, you suck!
Barcode, because he sent them a little bit too late, and it's around Christmas and New Year's and stuff, so there's a lot of holidays, but hopefully they'll be here. He doesn't know.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
I think so, too.
Oh, well.
He's delaying. He doesn't have them. He made it all up.
He made it all up. There is no good contest. Ha, 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 ha.
It was just to make you all draw.
That's right.
Ha, ha, ha.
Now, do we have any halftime music?
I have picked out a song for the halftime music.
Oh, really? One song?
One song. I'm sorry.
Do we have any kind of file sharing software on that computer?
Okay. It's in the other room, but yeah, I can download anything you want.
Okay, because is it a long song? Because I've got a hankering. I'd like to.
five and a half minutes. It's
5.5 minutes. Okay,
length.
I've got a hankering for a Raelian song that I want to play. I want to play the song for the Raelians.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this
going to
be a surprise song?
Yeah, it'll be the song following it if I can get it. So,
okay.
Yeah, we'll play it. It's a good one. It's my whole definition of, it's how I feel about the whole fucking thing here. So, yeah. Okay, so we'll get right into that song, and stay tuned, because I got a bunch of news for you coming up right after this. We'll be right back. Yeah, Deltron 3030 is awesome, but that was particularly awesome because it was Onyx. And Onyx is one of my favorite, like, that's what really got me pissed off.
Back in the day,
early 90s, before I got into, like, punk and shit like that, I was, like, a big fan of, like, Ice-T and, like, Ice Cube. And that's how I learned to rant, actually, was I used to memorize, like, 100 miles and running, MC Ran, got the gun in, and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, yep. I used to go off like that. And I memorized so many of those songs now, but Onyx, you can't understand what they say half the time. You can listen to the same song, like, 30 times, and guys are listening to every God's got a shit list. You know, when I start speaking in tongues, the Holy Ghost couldn't save you. And, like, shit like that. They're just like, oh. I'm like, yeah. If I was going to get possessed by, like, 10 demons, I'd want them all to be Onyx. They'll be inside of me and be like,
the whole Onyx in one person.
Onyx, Onyx. You know, it'd be awesome. You'd be, like, the most angry motherfucker on the planet. It'd be just like, ah. And you see them coming down the hallway. They're, like, running over each other. You know, they're the most pissed off fucking band.
Angriest videos.
Seriously, they got the angriest black man award ever, man. It was awesome. It was so cool. Also, in the IRC, because, you know, all we have to do is say it and server makes it, and that's just how it is. Guy made a very fucking cool gift, which I'm going to post again,
which is
now the background on my computer on the studio. Fuck alien beasts. I want a fucking alien mecha. That's right. You bet it, baby. We're about human rights. We're not about any other rights. We don't give a shit about you or your aliens. We're going to fucking take what we want and leave the rest. So screw you, hippie. I've had about my fill of all this fucking talk of alien peace. Screw you. You people suck. So in the Illuminati news, speaking of people that suck, oh my God, George Bush is scaring the living shit out of me.
You too, huh?
Yes, yes. Between the core political state coming into pass, shut him down! There's a thing where Walmart has taken out pregnant Barbies.
Pregnant Barbies, because women don't get pregnant.
Yeah, I guess that's just not cool, and I don't know why I can't post that. Can you post that? So, and
going in two lines there, so if somebody can just make it into one line.
Oh, really? Is that why it's fucked up or what?
It's all cool. It's okay.
Okay, have you got it or what?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. Walmart yanked all the pregnant Barbies from stores, which I don't really understand why they do that, but whatever. So there's also a wonderful thing here from Behind the Label where they talk about Pinault print temps and Redout, global pillage. More on the core political usage of destroying the universe. Yes, yes, it's true.
Mm.
You can't really get away from that shit. It's really upsetting to me how much the core politicals are being able to run all over the planet. It's really starting to piss me off.
Yeah. Well, they seem to make the rules, unfortunately.
Behind multinational Pinault Pinups and Redout is one of the largest retailers distributing films or owning operating stores such as Print Temps, Finance, California, blah, 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 blah. These are all like, as well as Gucci, Yves Saint, blah, blah, blah. And their sales skyrocketed 27.8 billion euros in 2001. So they tripled their profit in 3 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never even heard of them.
Yeah, so they're a company that we want to watch, I mean, for sure.
I've heard of Saint Laurent.
Recent reports in trade unions and NGOs from Eastern Europe across Asia confirm PPR's practices on contracting with firms that violate local and international labor laws, leading to a downward spiral in living standards for workers. Because, after all, we all know that the core political state doesn't give a fuck about anyone.
Okay, you can double your profits by having the wages.
You betcha.
All for it, right?
Yeah, it's
it's the bottom line, really.
Yeah. So we're actually going to skip this one. This one's not going to go up.
Okay.
And what are we going to do on the next one here? Anti-Gap commercials from Behind the Label. Any commercial that's an anti-Gap commercial, you know it's got to be good, because we all know that Gap, you know, I mean, their commercials suck ass. Anyway, so after the show's over, you can definitely check out the anti-Gap commercial, which is welcome to Don't Buy Me Gap This Holiday Season campaign. Which is why.
Have you seen it, or?
No, I never have.
Okay.
But I just know it's anti-Gap, and I think that's okay, so good for you. Hey. And also, because we were talking about the Win 2K and versus the Win 2K versus XP and all that good stuff, if you don't want to do either of those because you think Microsoft's evil, here's an article on Macintosh OS X on the Intel platform. So you can check that out.
There are alternatives.
There is things you can do. So, and that was all from Woody. Thank you ever so much, Woody. You are the goo.
Woody's.
Yes. Yes. Also, Mind Trip. Sent me some scary, scary stuff. These are two links to the same story. Just two different links for hundreds, if not thousands, of innocent people arrested for doing what they were told. But that was bad enough on Nightline tonight with stories about detainees who were released due to the pressure from committee and the press. The only, only to have the INS rep reasonable fired. This is kind of a scary thing. No one really knows how many exactly there are or who even who there are. Some have been deported. Some have been charged with other crimes. These are all just Muslim people who registered themselves and are now being deported and arrested and detained and all that good stuff.
Mm.
Yes, yes. And this is all part of, you know, the Gestapo states. You know, like, what the fuck is going on when you're having trainloads of people? Hello? Does this remind you of anything? I don't really know. I don't think it's a good idea. Could somebody please go rent the movie Under Siege? Could, no, pardon me. This is not Under Siege. What fucking movie is that? Siege. Not Under Siege. Siege with Bruce Willis.
Don't know that. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's where government brings in the army to control a city, and they start arresting people, detaining them in sportsplexes and stuff.
Oh, it's sportsplexes.
Yeah, yeah, it's really quite good. Yeah, it's like, wow, that's really, really great. Also, it's the fact that even when your own CIA is fucking off to other countries because they think the government is crazy, like Blaine Williams hasn't stopped ribbing since he arrived in Sweden 2 weeks ago. You can post this link. Several times a day, he'll approach complete strangers, offer a handshake, smile, introduce himself as a former CIA analyst from America, and proceed to tell the bewildered Swede all the things he knows that directly contradict President George W. Bush's declarations about Saddam Hussein's intentions and capabilities. Free at last, Williams exclaimed to a reporter as he sat on the front porch and waved to new neighbors. I was stuck in a totalitarian bureaucracy for 14 months. What a relief to say in public who it is, who I am and what I think.
Wow.
Yeah, when you got people,
you go to another country to speak your mind.
Yeah, when U.S. officials are against Bush moving to Sweden to be heard, God bless America. Canada, here I come. And that's from Mind Pirate. Did I get that right? Mind Trip, sorry. Mind Trip, yeah. Very, very scary. Very, very scary stuff. Also, just, you know, in case you weren't quite terrified enough, it seems that North Korea, those good people in North Korea, suspect of having two nuclear weapons already, and the steps are taking to allow them to make several more nuclear weapons very quickly.
But they've got to protect themselves, Sean.
And by tomorrow, the North Korean government will have ejected every last weapons inspector. So why isn't this a crisis exactly? Because it's not Iraq. Even though North Korea's got the bomb, they say they've got the bomb, they don't mind using the bomb, but...
We'll go after a country that says they don't have the bomb.
They don't have the bomb.
And they let people in.
And they're letting people in. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Now, I'm sure the people just sign me up for stuff. Okay, I'm sure people just enter my fucking email address to sign me up for stuff.
Probably mine,
or
too.
I got sent this one from twotigersonline.com. Now, I found a link for it. This is the Uber fear-mongering mag.
Okay.
The Homeland Security Weekly.
Oh, yeah.
This is the biggest fear-mongering motherfucking magazine I've ever seen in my life. I'm looking at this. They got, like, NORAD, la, 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 la.
Be alert.
Be alert. Be alive. You know, I'm like, I don't know if this is a...
Super crazy watches on there.
Yeah, that's actually in the kit list, so don't go over that one. I'll cover that one later. But it's like, holy cow. And they're like, yes, it's everywhere. Everyone's trying to kill us. Be afraid. Stay in your homes and buy. I don't really know. I think,
bar your windows.
I think that when you get a subscription to this, you should get a free copy of Bowling for Columbine. That's just me. That's just brutal.
Wow.
And Gobi said this thing where he goes, Rangel calls for mandatory military service conscription. You know it's good. Democratic Representative of New York, Charles Rangel, said unauthorizing mandatory military service could make members of Congress more reluctant to authorize military action since it would be them and their children going to war. That's a really weird spin to put on that, but whatever. It seems an odd way of supporting an anti-war sentiment, those most likely fly over people. That's completely bunk. You should not fucking make conscription mandatory so it'll discourage people from sending them to war. No, you'll just make your fucking army bigger, moron. You know. Now, I'm a big fan of art. I think that art's okay.
Art's alright.
Art is things like painting a picture.
Yes.
You should be able to paint a picture of anything you want. I even think you should be able to paint pictures of pedophilia, okay, because it's art. I don't like it, and I think you should probably be answerable, you know, if somebody beats the shit out of you. That's the price you pay, okay?
But, yeah, but you'll defend it.
I don't know how I feel about the UK's Channel 4 to show an artist eating a dead baby, though. That kind of makes me go a little bit weird. A month after the network aired a controversial live autopsy, the UK's Channel 4 will show a documentary on the extreme practices of artists in China. Isn't that a contradiction, an artist in China? Including footage of artist Zhu Hu biting into the body of a stillborn infant.
But it's art.
Wee. Yeah, that's really fucked up. And then, also from Gobi, sent me a disheartening and sobering story of a government out of control. A married couple going through a friend's wedding goes through a security checkpoint. After finding his wife in tears because she was forced to bare her breasts in front of a crowd, he reacts excitedly. no shit, you ripped my wife's tits open and I'm going to fucking freak out. He's immediately arrested and charged with a number of actions he did not do. The couple can't afford legal representation, and even the ACLU won't even help them. And things are getting very scary here in the U.S. I've been planning on moving to Toronto once I graduated, but I wonder how easily Canada will turn over American refugees. How crazy does that sound? American refugees. Yes, well, it happened before. It happened during Vietnam. There was a lot of people who came up to the Great White North because, you know, they didn't want to go and die in a war that they didn't agree with. So, you know, when the war comes to the homeland, hey, we don't care. Come on up. We got lots of beer. It's cool. You know, yeah. You like hockey? Right on. Welcome aboard. That is pretty much the state of things as we go. I mean, it's getting so fucking terrifying now that, you know, I'm freaking out all the time now. I mean, I'm scared to go through Slashdot now. I'm like, holy shit, man.
Yeah, what's just, next? Every day you see something.
You know, fuck, man. When they're putting, when they're hoarding people in cattle cars, you know, there comes a point. There comes a point when, you know, it's really gone to the forefront now, the Gestapo states. You know, it's really, 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 really crazy. Moving on to the Lost World news. The Great Pyramid Mystery King's Chamber from TK sent me this a couple weeks ago, actually. History calls it a tomb, yet no mummy has ever been found in it. This is the Great Pyramids of Cheops. It is a tribute to the 4th Dynasty Pharaoh, Khufu, and yet the only reference to his name is upside down in red paint and some quarry blocks discovered in sheer accident, almost totally inaccessible pressure-relieved vault high up on the so-called King's Chamber. This is inside the big Pyramid of Cheops. They found, if you read the article, it shows that they found another chamber up in the ceiling. And
oh,
they
yeah.
sent a robot up in there, and there's right. still a more another chamber
did
further up
inside.
Did the
robot make it this time?
No, they went up there, and okay. they got through a door, but there's another door.
Yes.
And right. all the people are like, what the hell? That's very fucked
Must
up.
Must be something good in there, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. What's going on? And just to keep up with the paranormal thing in the holiday season, this was supposed to be last week, but I bailed on last week's paranormal news, so I'm kind of recycling
weak.
A lot of it.
So weak.
Here's a link to all the possible explanations for the Christmas star, if you don't happen to believe that it was a symbol for Jesus. Okay.
Christmas star as in what?
The star of Bethlehem. You know, like, oh, big star in the sky. People all marched on the star.
So it was bigger than normal?
No, yeah, it was like, it lit up the sky.
Ah.
Yeah, no, that was that's been documented in a number of different cultures around the world that there was a star, and there's a lot of different explanations for why that star was there and shit. So it's not like, it's not really the Christmas star, but the infamous star that shone over.
Moving
yeah,
meteor.
Apparently it was,
like
no. It was some people say it was a nova.
Yeah.
Some people say it was, it was something in the, but it like lit up the whole fucking sky.
Wow.
It was like, it was like having like another
daytime
sun kind of thing.
Huh?
Yeah, very kind of creepy cool.
Yeah.
So people go, oh, well, you know, and of course the Christians say that that was the mark of Jesus and blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't, it's like the flood.
Pick a boy. This is a sign.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Ancient Trevor Trove was uncovered. Archaeologists have found a 2,700-year-old temple, which contains objects from across the ancient world. Gold, silver figures, jewelry, and shells from throughout the Mediterranean were gathered in one place on a small Crete, Greek island of Kythnos in the Aegean Sea. The find suggests that the temple was a female. The temple was for a female god. No wonder she's got all the loot.
Mm.
Many of the objects were originally from Egypt, Italy, Phoenicia, and now which is now Lebanon and Israel.
So somebody looted a whole bunch of places.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know they do. I mean,
that's what it was all about back then.
That's great. Because
taking over and looting.
They're still finding treasure. That's how Rant Radio and the Log Movement's going to get financed. You better believe it.
Well, if we don't steal a spaceship, we'll finance it, eh?
Well, I don't give a shit. I mean, after, you know, I make some money for my books and stuff, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be, like, traveling around the world finding paranormal stuff because I believe in the paranormal. And I also think they're out to get us, so we have to be prepared. Also, speaking of ancient world, a panthropy. A couple of weeks ago, in the IRC, he said the concrete city in Arizona, not really all that cool.
Told us about that.
This concrete city,
Man, right?
and we talked to someone at Burning Man. They were talking about a concrete city in Arizona, and he said it was not really all that cool. A panthropy, if you've got any information on that, can you please email me, theman@rantradio.com? I want to get some
site. A link,
anything you can. You're not in the IRC tonight. You might be listening. If not, maybe you download
it. Listen to the archives. Or anybody else out there.
Yeah, if you know anything about this, please let us know, because we'd like to check that out. That's totally up our alley. Thank you very much. In cryptozoological, and monster news. Mysterious in Boston, mysterious giant beasts may lurk in the darkest depths of the ocean, making whale-like noises that are baffling the silences. Cthulhu much. Researchers have nicknamed the strange identified sound picked up by undersea microphones as bloop.
Why not?
What a, well, there's varying frequency of Hallmark of marine animals is far more powerful than the calls by any creature known on Earth. So that's a little disheartening to me when scientists are like, hey, we're over this really deep part of the trench, and we're hearing this, well, it sounds like a whale. Fuck you, it sounds like a whale. You're the same asshole who would have showed up when there's a whole bunch of spiders taking over 60 hectares of land going, wow, isn't that interesting? No, it's not interesting. Break out the flamethrower.
Burn it quick.
Fuck that, there's a giant spider in there. No, no, you're overreacting. No, I've just read any piece of science fiction ever.
We've never seen this before.
Of course you haven't. The aliens are coming. It's all the end times. The paranormal is going to come back into our world, and we must be ready for it.
The seventh sign.
We of Gaia. Yes, the Wog movement must be prepared. We must all have our guns. Guns, swords.
We of Gaia.
Large knives. Yep. You betcha. Wog movement! We are here. We will not go gently into that good night. We will make you go gently into that good night.
Put you into the good night.
So fuck you very much. You can find the rest of the story at... What is this here? Planet Save? What the fuck?
I don't know. I posted that, so...
What is it? What is it?
Hopefully it's irrelevant.
A tantalizing mystery. No, that's the one.
That's the one?
That's where Bloop... Yeah.
Oh.
Trust these assholes to call something that looks like, you know, Bloop. Cthulhu, Gloop, Bloop.
We ran out of names. I don't know.
Oh, you want some hard evidence? How about this one, Sim? How about a really weird-ass skeleton? After a brief observation, they found the skeleton, okay? And they think it might be the Chapuera. Now, they've got the original... There's an English translation, and here's the Spanish newspaper article with a photo of it. Now, when you first look at the photo, it kind of looks like a chihuahua. It does. It looks like a dog. But after reading the English translation, after brief observation, they noticed the dead animal did not have feathers, hair, nor wool. They later realized the animal did not have upper extremities nor wings. It only appeared to have lower legs. As in two lower legs.
Interesting.
Seemingly, the creature would appear to measure approximately 2 feet in height. So that definitely factors out the chihuahua.
Yeah.
And judging its strange physical nature, the creature would seem to have used its legs to stand and walk like an ordinary biped animal. However, the legs appeared to be supported by three long bones and have visible claws on the feet. The bone structure leg clearly shows the creature was able to jump considerably high. So you can check out the picture of the skeleton, which is not a really fantastic picture, but it's kind of clear, and you get a good shot of the skeleton.
Blurry and shaky?
No, it's pretty clear. You just don't get a lot of the skeleton.
Okay.
And...
Because somebody destroyed it immediately. Oh.
There
wow,
it is.
That's pretty weird looking.
Yeah.
It does look chihuahua-like.
It does look kind of chihuahua-like, but I'm like, whoa, that's fucked right up. So, if you don't think there's such a thing as a monster, well, what the fuck is that? I just want to know. Moving on to the cult watch. Yes, yes, aliens are bad. Fuck them. Yes, this is the point where I'm about to go off about the Raelians. Okay, guys, I believe in aliens. I don't think they're friendly. How many cattle have to die? How many people have to be ripped up and fucked in the ass by alien probes before you go, wait a minute. Like, if I pulled up in my van, grabbed you, dragged you inside, shoved something up your ass, cut up a bunch of your cows, and then threw you back out of the van, you go, wow, they're here for peace. No! I'd be back in your house with a 12-gauge in about 16 seconds and be coming at me at about 900 feet per second. Okay, that's exactly what would happen. No. Aliens are bad. Okay, they're bad, bad little gray things. They don't want to engage in a war with us because we are the kings of war. We are a warlike species. Look at us. We're so... After 2,000 years, we can make a small sun on our planet, and we're fucking with each other. We think it's great. The most... Our heroes of all of history, we're the badasses of the galaxy. Nobody wants to fuck with us. Nobody does. They're all trying to think, Yeah, I'm really worried because they're getting really big, you know, and they're big and stuff. And, I mean, you know, they're sitting up there watching WWF going, wow, we want to invade these people? Are you out of your fucking mind? I mean, China alone could probably take out an entire Star Cruiser of those assholes.
They hurt each other for fun
they
on
hurt
TV.
Like, have you seen Ultimate Fighting Championship? I've seen Ultimate Fighting Championship. Okay, I don't want to engage these fuckers in a ground war. Okay? I mean,
The aliens are biding their time.
The aliens are biding their motherfucking time. And they're going to try to get you winning of hearts and minds, winning of hearts and minds.
One Raelian at a time.
One little Raelian at a time. And once there's enough people, you know.
And holding hands.
You know, fuck Planet X, fuck all these other notions. I don't know what these people are about, but I think it's all bad. If you're not human, you fucking die. I don't care if you're Chinese, white, black, red, green, blue, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But you better be human. Yeah, better be human. I'm all about human rights.
Don't fail the human test.
Fucking A. DNA check. Oh! You're not human. Into the camps with you. Sorry, you get the alien tattoo on the fucking arm and into the camps. I have no time for the aliens. Yes, eventually the world will turn into the giant Gaia coalition. And we are the children of Gaia. We of Gaia. That's right. Wog.
The truth is revealed.
The truth is revealed. We must all band together and prepare for the eventuality of the alien invasion. You know what's coming. You know it's coming. The next time one of these alien motherfuckers come up to you, say, fuck you, man. Fuck you and your alien piece. You fucking, you're a race traitor. That's what you are. Fucking human race traitor right there. All these alien race traitors.
You're preparing us for cattle cars.
That's
for the aliens.
You
for
fucking
food.
Bet, man, for food.
You saw it in SKTFM1.
You know it's
you
there.
Knew it years
I mean,
ago,
shit,
eh?
Guy. They've even said, I pointed out to them, no. They're more advanced than us. Fuck you, they're more advanced than us. If they ever wanted to get into a little bit. Oh, no. Whatever. Aliens are race traitors. That's what I say. Anyway, the reason why I'm going off about this, in case you've been under a fucking rock, the Raelian non-event of the cloned baby. Yes, we have cloned a baby. Yes, I and the crazy scientist with way too starched hair have cloned a baby.
And we're going to make the news all over the world.
And
with,
therefore, you know,
with
put
nothing.
It, with nothing, yes.
Nothing.
I cloned a baby. You know, shit, I may as well get up and say, yeah, I cloned Raelians. I am Rael. That other Rael is a fake Rael. Shit, guy, like, fuck off. Members
are
of
you going to prove it? Nah.
Here's a link, so just in case you haven't under a rock. Members of SEC believes life on Earth was created by extraterrestrials claim Friday to have pronounced the world's first human clone. A baby girl, 7-pound, 3.2-kilogram baby was born. Apparently, no photos, no proof. Thursday, by cesarean section, said that Brigitte Bossier, a French chemist, which I don't think French can be chemist, but they're human, we can't really go against them, but she's a human race traitor. She's a fucking alien sympathizer. A chemist and head of a company that did the experiment. Yeah, she's the head of the company, all right. She's the head of a hair product company. She'd say that where the baby... She wouldn't say where the baby was born. She did say the birth was 11:55 a.m. local time. No shit. Did you just pick that out of your ass or what? Even before the news comes, other scientists expressed doubt that her group was could clone a human. In other words, other scientists were like, yeah, right, asshole.
Give us the proof.
You didn't clone shit.
Not even a half picture of a decomposed chihuahua for proof.
Like. You know, seriously, man. You know, my name's Sean Kennedy. I'm actually able to travel back through time, but I won't prove it. You know. But nice thing is that their wonderful claim is probably going to fucking backfire on their ass, which I think this is funny as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, they can only hold it off for so long.
Oh, no. Those wacky Raelians have slit their own throat. Here's a wonderful link from the BBC. The claim is met with deep skepticism among scientists, which led to renewed calls by world leaders to ban human cloning. And although the process is not illegal in the U.S., any human trial needs to be approved by the FDA. The agency says to establish whether clone 80 legally performed any work on the U.S. soil, we want to check to first see whether the cloning did take place and if it violated any of our laws. Okay, when the FDA comes in and says, we're going to check to make sure you didn't violate any laws, you're fucked. Okay, I think that'd be too funny if they wound up going to jail over that shit.
Yeah, they said they didn't do it in the States, and they're not from the States, so... But who knows?
I don't give a shit. Whatever, they're a bunch of fucking human race traitors. Fuck them. I've got no time for those people, man. If you're siding with the aliens, whatever. Screw you, hippie. Told you. With the 50,000 years, everyone's so advanced. Fuck off. Fuck off.
We are robots.
We are. They were robots. Yeah, okay. You're going to send out a robot? Yeah, Christ was a robot. Yeah, you're a fucking psycho. Whatever. Now, speaking of a cult watch, the biggest cult, most successful cult in the world, the Roman Catholics, have been recently decommissioning a lot of their saints, which is really kind of pissing me off. And recently, they've been decommissioning saints, and they're making more saints. Now, the odd thing is here, is Pope John Paul on Friday, this is a couple Fridays ago, formally recognized a miracle attributed to Mother Teresa. Okay. Yeah. Spending the world's most famous nun, or speeding the world's most famous nun towards a rapid sainthood. She's getting fucking railroaded to sainthood. With a ceremony, the Vatican's palace, the Pope acknowledged he believed a young Indian woman's cancer being cured as a result of her prayers to Mother Teresa, who's now been deemed a saint far quicker than is customary. Now, the question here is Mother Teresa really all that shit hot? I mean, what do you know about Mother Teresa? Yeah, she's that old wriggly bitch. She's that raisin who, like, you know, did that shit out in, you know, she's cool, right?
That's right.
I did that rant about Mother Teresa.
That's correct. Yeah.
I mean, I think she's cooler than fucking Lady Di.
Yeah.
You know? But what do you really know about her? And I had to think about that, because there's a link here that talks about, interesting. You know, this guy went and took a look at actually what she did do and whether or not that was good. I'm not saying what she did was bad, but if you want to take an objective opinion on Mother Teresa... Here you go. And this guy named Hitchinson who goes out and fucking, you know, picks fights about Mother Teresa, which makes you
pretty brave.
Pretty ballsy.
Yeah. A lot of people would stand up to him.
You know, and that's a little freaky. So if you want to know more about him, here's more of him. Christopher Hitchens Webb. You know, he who picks on old fucking ladies and stuff. I mean,
old dead ladies.
Old dead ladies and stuff. And TK sent me that link in. And how about the sliding scale of sainthood? You know, I mean, you know, you think that after becoming a saint, you'd be okay. But no. We could take that away at any time. Just because, you know, we want to. Because we're the Roman Catholic Church.
You're a saint no more.
We'll excommunicate your ass.
Aren't you only a saint after death?
Yeah, no? you have to die, and then you have to do three miracles after you're dead. Which
you
is
you can't even kind appreciate
of a bitch.
It, right?
I've done like two or three miracles alive. Like I started.
But they don't count.
Yeah, they don't count because I'm not dead.
Fuck.
So it's, I mean, that's the real bitch of it, isn't it?
It is.
You want a death? How about the Mexican death cult focused around Saint Death?
Saint Death.
You betcha. The figure known as La Satanisma Muerte, or Saint Death, is a spirit representing death, worshipped by everyone from drug traffickers to jealous housewives in Mexico's borderlands.
Jealous housewives.
I'm sorry. If that's not a crazy cult thing, I don't know what the fuck is. Anthropologists say a growing number of border residents are turning to witchcraft and black magic for power over a host of evils, from deceit and jail time to poverty and sickness.
I pray for no jail time.
God helps the good, the devil helps the bad, but death treats everyone the same, says Blanica Tomeres, a Monterey spiritual counselor who calls on Saint Death for worshippers. That's a little fucked up. I'm not really into the whole Mexican death cult thing.
No.
I find that to be slightly disturbing. And another wonderful cult, yes, the people who brought you wrap your wife in a blanket and hit her with a stick day, the Al-Qaeda is training again. Yes, it's true. Foot soldiers from New York, foot soldiers on Islamic holy war, are streaming to Al-Qaeda training camps. They've been recently reactivated in eastern Afghanistan. Whoop, there it is. UN report on terror group says Tuesday, while Osama bin Laden's financial network has been mostly dismantled, his terror network still enjoys significant support from his access to substantial funds from his previously established investments. Yeah. How about you just, like, shoot these people, okay? Just, like, blow these motherfuckers up. I don't really understand how it is that, like, you know, how is it possible that you can arrest and detain people in the United States when you've got, you know where the camps are, you know they're storming in there. Why don't you just say bomb them?
And you don't even have to go through legal means.
Yeah, fuck them. Who cares? Everyone would be like, yeah, run on. Even I'd be going, yeah, well, you know. I mean, they kind of deserve it. And how about, you want to hear a good one? This is a good one.
Sure.
This one I really, really like. Because even if you're like a massive fucking skeptic, you kind of have to go, what if?
Okay.
Okay, now you got to understand that in Africa is a deeply fucking spiritual nation. It is Mother Africa. Okay?
Yep.
So there's a lot of shit that goes on in the depths of, like, the dark heart of Africa. Okay? There's some scary shit in Africa. People just don't know about the shit that goes on in Africa. Now, check this. A bizarre rumor that Malawi's government is colluding, conspiring with vampires to collect human blood for international agencies in exchange for food has led to a rash of vigilante violence. President Faliki Maluzi accused unnamed opposition politicians on Sunday of spreading the vampire studies to try to undermine his government. Already hit by political protests and widespread food shortages, vampire paranoia has sparked several attacks on suspected bloodsuckers, despite official efforts to kill the rumor.
I want to see one of them do a TV ad for Red Cross.
Now,
vampire.
The thing is, though, that...
We need the blood.
No, the thing is people go, oh, well, that's just crazy. Yeah, but, okay, hang on. African people are not stupid. Okay, they had to be something. They went, they're vampires. I'm sure, you know, if I were to get up and scream,
he's a vampire.
There's a vampire. You'd be like, Sean, you're smoking crack. But
he doesn't like garlic. He's a vampire.
Yeah.
No garlic for me, thanks.
You know, that makes me kind of go crazy. And a lot of people go, well, Sean, you know, I don't know. Since you started doing this paranormal shit, it kind of makes me go, well, I don't know, you know. If paranormal shit is so hokey, then why is the government regulating it? How about
what
that one,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
The future looked cloudy for dozens of fortune tellers and psychics in San Francisco on Thursday after legislation was proposed to require them to obtain permits, post their rates, and stop tricking their clients.
You stop tricking your clients.
Under the law, the first of its kind in major U.S. state, fortune tellers would no longer be allowed to perform such classic curse removals and knots in the thread, the blood in the glass, or the hair in the grapefruit.
So do they have to prove that they're real first to get the license?
Well, they have to regulate, yeah. They're not allowed to do any kind of illusionary stuff.
No trickery, so therefore they have to be real.
Yeah, but that means you're registered.
To get a license.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so once you're real, then we know you're a psychic.
Yeah, so I have a piece of paper that says I'm a psychic by the
Yeah, and now you're registered. Sort of like all those Muslim people who got registered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, how many times have you seen X-Men? I've seen X-Men a couple times now. And
yes.
I read the comics, so
yes.
Why would the government... And this is kind of getting into the Art Bell territory. Are you familiar with the concept of remote viewing?
Maybe.
Remote viewing is a concept where they
take clairvoyancy
psychics.
Or?
No. Remote viewing is something that the government does.
Okay.
Where they give people grid coordinates and they tell people to look in and stuff like that. And there's actually psychics in the United States who, I've got a book called Psychic Warriors,
yeah.
where it talks about the government using these people to try to sniff out locations of people like Osama bin Laden,
yes,
stuff
yes.
like that.
I've heard of that, okay.
And as a matter of fact, that...
Missing children as well.
Missing children.
Like the police, employ them.
Yeah, like... You gotta look back, guys, and say, well, yeah, I mean, when you think about it, this is something that I write about in my books called the Great Mind Veil. There's a veil that is in place in our brain
yeah.
that makes it impossible for us to realize that there's such things as psychics and stuff like that. And I think that veil is there on purpose. I think that creatures
Mine's
or things...
made of shag rug or something.
No, there's a veil over your brain. Because if yeah. I sat there and said, look at this glass, and you said, no, there's not a glass there.
Yes.
And I said, no, man, there's a glass. Look at this glass. It's right here. And you went, no, that's not a glass.
Yeah.
No, it's not a glass. I mean, there's a reason why we're so against that. Why is that in place? Why is that mind veil there? Why are we so resistant to it? That's what I want to know. That's a
because the world would be crazy.
Maybe it would be,
and
but
then
maybe...
I'd have to like read a whole bunch of books about the stuff, and then I wouldn't go to work. I'd just be fighting demons all day. Could be fun.
Then you'd be on my team, which is right. which is the majority of what all my books are about, actually. But anyway, that's okay. in the kit corner, we got some good kit for you tonight. Yes, we do. BioBots. Woody sent me an in.
BioBots. That's a good name.
And this is the greatest link I've ever been sent in. If you ignore this link, I will kill myself. Trust me, it's the fucking goo.
Okay.
How can you have touched on this in Tales of the Afternoon? This is definitely a link for the SKTFM show. This is about how we're taking rat brains and putting them inside of fucking, inside of robot bodies. This is a rat-controlled robot.
Okay.
And this is the first instance which culture neurons have been used to control a robot mechanism called a Hybrot.
Cyber rat.
That's really, really freaky. Like, that's like, wow. Here's another link on Ratbox. Science Create Ratbot, or really a more remote-controlled cyber rat, but that's being picky. Very, very, very weird. Now, you cross that with another type of robot, which
yeah.
has just been created, called, which is these robots that are being designed to be able to feel. Now, I'm a little bit weird with robots feeling things.
Okay. Well, they got to get around, right? They're bumping into walls and...
No. Feeling, like, emotional.
Oh.
Two U.S. researchers are building a robot that has a sensitive emotional state of its human masters. Yeah, that's what I want. I want a robot that looks like a giant fucking mecha that's aware when I get angry. He's like, oh, Sean's getting pissed off. Right on, let's fuck it up. The robot will have no emotions of its own, but will be a sympathetic helper that responds to the owner's mental well-being.
Yeah. Sean, you're feeling sad.
You look sad
you
today.
Need more now, happiness in your life.
I'm sorry, my robot would shoot me to put me down. Before making the robot helper, the pair of researchers are creating a system that can reliably distinguish between separate human emotions and work for someone that, and work out what someone is feeling. So they're making a way to have a robot feeling.
Now, good, I need one for all the chicks that I date.
Yeah, so you know how she's... How are you feeling?
Robot, find out how she's feeling.
No, because you know what that's going to do? That's going to wind up... I was talking to a guy. This is an interesting story. Just to segue here for a minute.
Yeah.
Segue. Is that segue? There was a guy I know who will remain nameless for now. But he came to me and he was talking to me and down at my place where I work, and he shows me, he goes, man, I watched your stuff. And I said, yeah? And he goes, yeah. And he was actually spent time in an institution, in a mental asylum. Because the funny thing is, though, it's the only reason why he was committed to an asylum, because his mother was a medical nurse in an asylum, and she just reported him.
Now, nice.
Now, the fucked up thing is like...
Easier than taking care of
him. No, I've talked to this guy. Okay, there are people in the IRC right now that if a psychiatrist got a hold of them and they were in the power to put them in an institution, they would be.
Oh,
and he was explaining to me, did you know that a psychiatrist has the power to see you on the street, go, you're unfit, and put you in the hospital? No trial.
I've heard very big horror stories about...
Yeah,
about
that's fucking scary,
psychiatry, yeah.
scary, scary stuff. So I think that when they can't get you with the whole... They can't get you in jail. They'll put you in jail another way by saying you're insane. And that's been a technique that's been used for how long? And it makes me wonder what would happen with all these people if they're saying, well, we're starting to regulate psychics. I mean, people are talking about the end times, end of the world.
Right. Yeah.
And you can't really look at the news today and not go, wow, you know, there's some fucked up shit happening. People are talking about aliens, they're cloning babies and stuff, and there's all kinds of prophecies that are happening and stuff. Whether they buy any of that shit, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my wall bag and I got a shotgun ready to go. I know that. You know, not really, but I'm not allowed to have a shotgun.
No, that would be
That would be wrong.
Disastrous.
And if they searched my house, they wouldn't find it anyway. But the thing is that...
they find it in your cold, dead hands.
Yeah, in my cold, dead hands. Moses said to me, not without my gun. So it's... But seriously, though. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, what's all this shit... Where's it all coming to, man? Like, where's this going? You have to...
Control,
yeah. But I mean... You know, if they don't put you in jail for being illegal, they can put you in an institution. Because you're crazy.
You want to find any way, like, you're using a computer, you're a hacker, you're a terrorist.
You're a terrorist, cyber terrorist.
You're insane.
Oh, look at these books you have.
Yes.
Look at these books. Are you regulated to be practicing occult arts?
There's such a great commercial on TV. If anybody has a link for it, I want to put it in SKTFM episode.
What is it?
It's this guy goes into the library and asks for a book. And the librarian goes, why do you want that book? And I'm sorry, you can't have that book. And then there's some guys who come up to him and, like, take him away. Because that's a regulated book now. And, like, take him off to jail.
What commercial is this?
I can't remember who it's by or who it's...
But it's like a pro-freedom of speech.
Yes, pro-freedom of speech kind of commercial. So if anybody has a link or knows who does that, oh, my God, such an awesome commercial.
Tight.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I'm sure that's on the web. That's got to be on the web.
Yeah, somewhere. I just don't know any more than that, unfortunately, so I can't search it.
Okay, very, very cool. Where'd you see it?
On TV.
What channel?
I don't know.
You suck.
I don't know if it's Canadian or American either, so...
Okay, let's talk about Paranoid Kit for 1,000, okay? How about a Geiger counter watch? This stylish watch features a built-in Geiger counter. It displays dose rate as well as cumulative dose. The Gamma Master alarms when user-defined limits rise of dose rate and the cumulative doses are reached. The Gamma Master is ideal for emergency personnel who may have to respond to accidents, incidents, or terrorist attacks.
Sean wants...
Well, actually, I think it's kind of cool, yeah. Which could involve radioactive material. The only way to be sure no radiation is involved is to measure it. That's kind of fucking...
I would set it at, like, its lowest setting.
Well, yeah, I'd be like... Yeah, then I'd be like... Imagine some guy looks at his watch and starts beeping and he fucks off the SkyTrain. Like, give me a break, man. I'd be a little bit... And if you want to get that, it's in order to run away from the radiation power world, how about gas-powered boots? A Russian aeroplane engineer has designed petrol-powered boots, which boosts running speed beyond that of Olympic sprinters. Roman Kershnikov says his fancy footwear will give people a flying start, propelling them as much as 4 meters, 13 feet per stride. Yeah, baby, that's one step away from power armor. Load me up with sport armor and have me go fuck with the Raelians now. Yeah, you can fly. Watch this. Why don't you get into a ground war?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. All the wogs will be on the ground with our gas-powered boots and really high-tech gin roll fucking armor, holding bats and fucking nails and zweihanders and broadswords. And when the alien ship gets crashed down by the American Air Force, we'll go running for it, going, ah! Makes Thoron's army look like a bunch of fucking pussies.
Hundreds of jumping wogs in
neck
armor.
You can't do fucking shit to me, man. I'm sorry. That's just, oh, my God. Media review. There's a movie. I don't have a link for it. You can do a search for it. Actually, Sim could probably find a link for it. It's called Dog Soldiers. It's a typical kind of movie, the kind of thing that I like. Dog Soldiers is a movie that Captain Whitebread turned me onto about... A group of British military soldiers on maneuvers in northern Scotland, and they get jumped by werewolves, and they break out the MP5s, and they fuck it up with the werewolves. It's pretty fucking tight, actually.
It's a brand new movie.
It's a brand new movie called Dog Soldiers, 2002. And it's actually the guys from, two of the guys from Trainspotting are in it. It's very fucking cool. The kit switched on. It's not, you know, state-of-the-art shit, but it's pretty good.
It's got a good rating?
It's got a good rating. It's fucking tight.
Nice.
Okay. That's pretty much it. I've got no upcoming events. I got no digital baptism. But if you want to be named by yours truly, you can do that. Hey, is our recording done? Because that wasn't actually the song. That Shut Him Down one. That's one of them that I wanted to get.
Oh, here's a cool picture, too, if you want to check that out. It's the Constitution being burned and the Department of Homeland Security in behind it, revealing itself.
Yeah,
a little too scary.
Yeah, that's you know, because after all, the Constitution is written on hemp, don't you know?
Yes. Well, yeah. One of the drafts was.
Yeah. Oh, really? Just one of them?
Yeah, not the actual one.
Oh, I thought it was actually written on that.
Disappointing, but...
Shows what I know. But, Dog Soldiers is a very, very cool, very, very cool, very cool movie, if you want to check that out. Are we done?
Yep.
Okay, so... Remember,
this Friday, tune in. I'll make it 8
yes,
o'clock.
Yes, this Friday, 8 o'clock, is the 4-year anniversary where all the gang is going to be back here if you want to hear from Uncle Dak and
Drexel. Yep, started in 1999.
You betcha. The whole... Everyone's going to be back in here, so it'll be pretty tight. And I'll be phoning in and stuff like that. But you guys always hear lots from me. You know you want to check it out. So very, very, very cool. Going through the RSC tonight, people who managed to stick around through that duration of the thing, we have a gimpy New Year to you. Yes, Happy New Year to you too, Smokehouse. And I'm really sorry that I haven't been around lately, guy. But we're doing what we can. I mean, shit, I have a choice. I can spend all my time pissing all my time away in an IRC chat room talking to my friends online, or I can try to get stuff done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're
doing our best.
We're doing our best here. Pyro, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Racist African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alanon Zero, L7G6, Alta Boy, Angelica Firestar, Angry Monkey, Apanthree, Apoc, Breaker One, Gabbit, Case, Copper Top, Delamorta, Delusion, Digitalia, Gobi, God Money, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Incognito, K16, Kabufa, Kexler, Lentium, Kabufa was late, Kexler, Lentium, Loser, Mick J, Mind Pirate, Mind Trip, Misconduct, Neuralize, Persistent Object, Prophet Doodle, Prune Squalor, Punk of Evil, Red Fox, Samson, Sapphire, Shades for Dark Stats, Sliffle, Sniffles.
Sniffles.
Snuffleupagus. Tantrix, Test Subject, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell, Listening AFK, Turtle Car Ride. Turtle Car Ride.
In the car.
Up, Vahemity, Bita, Whopper, WS Ninja, Yerky, Zertroy, Soul Trance, DJ Species, GS Embroidered Awe, Intricate, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Soma, Dacid, Duel, Melican, Ratsputin, Tank Girl, and that's about it for tonight's show. If you want to turn in next week, we're going to have more chocolatey goodness to terrify the living shit out of you. Special shouts out once again to Soul Trance and TK for all their goodness that they have sent to me, as well as Gobi and everyone else who's sending links. If you've got links, especially paranormal links, we need more because we love Gaia, have to be aware
that's right.
of the problems that are happening. And incidentally, WOG has two meetings now. I just thought we have Gaia tonight, but it actually is because, you know, Scientologists, they're also another UFO cult.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be fucking ready for these assholes. They're coming in.
All the UFO cults.
All the UFO cults. The aliens, the Scientologists, all these assholes. You know it's bad. All these fucking human race traitors. That's what I say. Fuck them, man. Fuck them. I'm going to write a book called the Kennedy Diaries.
Uh-huh,
it'll be all about it'll be all about the humans living after the aliens have all taken over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Planet Xers living in there, the muscle for the Greys and stuff. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, that's what it'll be. And we'll all put burning stars on, aliens' laws, like symbol for humanity and stuff. Yeah, male and female, we'll make big wooden ones and burn them and stuff. And we'll have, like, sheets we'll wear. It'll be great. Just fuck over the aliens, because I fucking hate aliens. Fucking aliens. The skin of aliens.
Damn.
If I ever catch an alien, I'm going to skin that fucker and make a belt out of him. I'm making lampshades out of fucking aliens. Skin. I have a wallet made of fucking aliens. They're useless anyway. What do they do? Fuck you. Gotta put their heads on my mecha. Anyway, but until next week, stay alert. Stay alive. Watch the skies. Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. Oh, and stick around for the song coming after that, because I dedicate this one to all those fucking horrible goddamn human race traitors out there. Yes? Where was I? Oh, yes. Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to do the things you did. A family to be with, all brethren, come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes. Come join us. They just want you for the rest of the day. Find a way to use it for fun.
this motherfucking cash.
No doubt, man. Cause I'm saying, man. Illuminati, I heard they trying to really just hold shit down.
They trying to shut us down.
They trying to shut us down. The rock no on the low.
Make a save it.